scams and solutions, good deals and bad. Everything you need to know. Here's Herb Weisbaum's Consumer Notebook.
One of the largest debt collection companies in the country has agreed to change the way it does business and pay a $2.5 million civil fine to settle charges brought by the Federal Trade Commission. The FTC's complaint accused Michigan-based Asset Acceptance of using a variety of deceptive and unfair methods to collect on old debt. Asset is one of a growing number of agencies that now buy old debt for pennies on the dollar. It comes from credit card companies, health clubs, and telecommunications companies, as well as other debt collectors who've given up any hope of getting paid. David Vladek is director of the FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection.
The older the debt is, the more likely it is that there will be problems with its accuracy, because substantiation of the initial debt may be lacking, records may be less reliable, and may not reflect that the consumer has paid off some or all of the debt.
Many states limit the number of years a debt collector can sue a debtor. After the statute of limitations is reached, they can ask for the money, but they can't sue for it. But this time-barred debt can be brought back to life. The statute of limitations clock is reset if the debtor makes even a partial payment.
Many debt buyers accept partial payment, knowing that the statute of limitations is reset.
The Federal Trade Commission takes the position that debt collectors are required by federal law to tell you when the debt is time-barred and explain to you that making a partial payment can start the clock ticking again. Another complaint, debt collectors often use negative credit reporting as leverage to get payment. They put this debt on the person's credit file, which drags down their credit score.
This forces consumers to pay off the debt to clear the credit report, regardless of whether the consumer believes he or she owns the debt.
Federal law says a consumer must know when negative information is placed in their credit file so they can challenge it. The FTC complaint charges Asset Acceptance not only failed to notify people in writing that it provided negative information to credit reporting agencies, but reported derogatory information it knew or should have known was inaccurate. According to the proposed settlement in this case, Asset Acceptance will notify consumers if it plans to report a debt to the credit bureau. The company also agrees to tell people if the debt is time-barred and they can no longer be sued for it. Asset promises it will not sue even if the consumer makes a partial payment that would otherwise make the debt collectible again. In a news release, the company's president says, "We are pleased to have this matter behind us and to have clarity on the FTC's policies and expectations of the debt collection industry." This is the eighth debt collection action filed by the Federal Trade Commission in just the last year, and more are on the way. Prosecutors, though, want everyone to know this legal action does not mean you can skip out on paying what you legitimately owe. Debt collectors, they say, are an important part of our economy. The companies just need to play by the rules. More on our website, comonews.com. Herb Weisbaum, Como News Radio.